Hey guys, welcome to the patio. It's T here, and these folks are back from their worldly travels, and boy, they got some stories to share with us. But some things going on in the news we got to talk about. SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States says, let's get ready to rumble.
Is that what they said?
They should have, because it's pretty damn exciting. But first and foremost, who do I have in studio today? It's none other than...
Oh, it's me. It's me.
Father Fortenberry. Tell everybody who you are, Father Fortenberry.
Oh, I'm Father Fortenberry, the patio's own Bishop of Bourbon. You can find me on what I got. I got TikTok, Father Fortenberry at LFTP. I just got that.
You got some X, too.
That what I say?
You said TikTok.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant X. Yeah, you know, I do run our TikTok account. It's under... what are we under now?
Probably like three. Under three, because you keep getting spammed.
It's two. Life of the Patio 2.0, because I got the person banned for twerking or something.
You were traveling this weekend. Tell us where you went.
I was in Dallas. Went and did some cheer. Not me, obviously, but went and watched my daughter cheer.
Some interesting stories to share. One I know, one I don't know. He said I love.
Do we want to start off my story?
We'll come back.
I got a long one.
Marty, tell everybody who you are.
I'm Marty Marr from Marty Marr's Bar and Grill. I've been on travels this weekend, too.
Marty met his idol.
Only X he has is Triple X.
He met his idol this weekend.
I got to meet Freddie at Buffalo Trace.
He got to meet
a picture with him.
You sent the picture.
Did he lead your tour?
That was awesome. No, he did not. I think he was leaving when I walked up the hill, and I was like, can I get a picture with you? He said, yeah. And Michelle was going to take the picture. He said, no, he called somebody else to take a picture. And when we got through, he said, keep making memories. Dude, he got
it. I love it.
Make you cry?
Almost.
See, I'm the guy that gets a new bottle. I open it that day. Marty buys 12 bottles, and we might open them next year. So,
dude, my collection will have like 10 bottles, and it'll have one bottle.
I can't wait to open at Heaven Hill. Heaven Hill 17.
So, look, let's talk about some travels first, then we'll get into the new stuff. Father Fortenberry told me earlier, just before we started tonight, he said, boy, do I got some stories for you.
You haven't heard any of this, have you?
No.
All right, so we were going to Dallas, and... So I took a little bit with me. She went to work with me Friday, and we were going to leave from Pine Bluff and go to Dallas. So I was getting ready to leave. I was pulling out of Pine Bluff, and old Tommy Garner sent me the address to the hotel. It's like South New Orleans all over again. So I just clicked on the address he sent in the text message. Well, he didn't put the city. He just had the street name and
this
the
sounds all too
address.
Familiar. To Pattyonians out there.
So, me and Millie are driving.
That would be Millie and I.
Yeah, whatever. You sound like Charlie. The two of us sitting there driving. And,
you must distinguish who was driving. Is this 6-year-old
Millie was driving. I'd been drinking.
Yeah. That's safer, though.
I keep looking at my GPS. This is like 10 minutes away, 9 minutes away. And I'm looking around. There's nothing but fields.
Tumbleweeds
and cows. So, I pull over. And what had just happened had sunk in, and I almost start crying. I recalculate my GPS. I'm an hour and 45 minutes from Dallas.
Oh, my God.
I was south of Tyler, Texas.
But he learned from this trip, because normally what he would have done is stopped, like,
and just
crawled out the truck, took a nap, and slept there with the cows or whatever.
Oh, God. It took a 5-hour trip. I made it to 7.5 hours.
Was Millie angry?
No, she took it a stride. I was pissed. Oh, yeah, she knew. She knew.
Oh, dude, I can't stand.
Dude, I ended up 2 hours south of Tyler, Texas. That was on the way over there. So, yeah, that was getting over there.
Oh, hadn't even made it there at that point.
So, I get there, and we drink, have a good time. We sit up about midnight, maybe 1 o'clock that night, sitting there drinking. And we go to bed. We don't have to get up early for the first time ever in our Maddie's cheer career. She doesn't go till 8:30 on Saturday night. So we have nothing to do for a long time. We're sitting there asleep. 5:45 Saturday morning, the fire alarm goes off in the hotel.
Oh my God.
It was a competition.
Sleep in day we had. So we're sitting out there 5:45 in the morning, cold. You know, not really cold, but cold because you just woke up, and it was miserable. Miserable.
Couldn't go back to sleep.
You
had to get the kids up.
Yeah, at that point, you're up. So that started the day off just like shit. So we get to the convention center, and our poor girl is just like They look like shit. Fell three times. It was bad.
So it worked. The competition pulled the fire alarm, and it worked.
So, wow. Oh, it gets even better.
Holy crap.
So we are leaving the convention center Saturday night, like 10 o'clock. And
Charlie,
everybody's mad.
Everybody's
mad. You know, pissed everybody's off, tired. Tired, wore out.
Hungover.
Me and Tommy were still drinking. And Charlie had all these little flare leg pants.
And we're like bell bottoms.
Yeah, kind of like bell bottoms. And we're on the way out. And she gets to the bottom of the escalator and she says, I'm stuck.
Oh.
Then she goes, I'm stuck.
Did it pull them off of her?
She just like dives on the ground and her leg is
no
hung.
Way.
Her pants leg is hung in the escalator.
It's about to pull her pants off.
Her pants start going down.
No, Jamie. No.
I dive on top of her and I grab the top of her pants and I'm pulling them back this way. Look, the crotch of her pants was like this long.
Jamie's like, no
one thought to hit the emergency button. You gotta let them pants go. That poor girl gonna be sucked up in there.
And I'll have it quick. And Megan starts grabbing the pants like at her knee, trying to pull them up towards her. And Tommy like jumps up. Maddie, Grace, and Graham just take off running because there's 400 people there, you know? They take off running, embarrassed. And Tommy gets down there and snatches the pants leg out, rips the whole bottom half of her pants.
But she was able to cover up and get going.
I told her, I said, if your pants would have came off, I would have filmed it the whole way to the truck.
You would have had to. There's somebody out there. If you happen to be watching and you were at this convention, somebody recorded this. There is video to support
this. Oh, there's a still picture of her laying in the ground in fetal position.
Was she the last down?
She was the first down, so everybody had to get over to get to her.
And Jamie dove on top of her. He said, ain't no way it's going to pull both of us in there.
So my new pickup line is, I'll be like, baby, I'm going to go on you like Escalade.
Look, I'd have walked around that place with no drawers on, with my drawers on.
She said, if her pants would have came off, she'd just lay there. They'd get the ambulance, get her out. she said she'd play dead. So you could only imagine what the entire talk was.
Hold on. Did you like belly flop on her?
Oh, I did. Yeah, like Yokozuna off of WWF. I started getting pants from coming down. Oh, and there was a good story too. A Saturday, it was a little emotional. So a little kid lost her. This happened Friday night.
I saw this on Facebook.
Did you really?
I did on her Facebook.
A little child, like probably 6 or 7, lost her blanket that her deceased mother had made, and they was all over the cheer stuff. Oh, Marty, I'm getting it.
Wow.
And it was all over the cheer groups and stuff. And Maddie, Grace, Graham, and Rachel are going to the competition Saturday morning. They see it floating in a pond. Maddie Grace climbs out in that pond. She's down there, pulls her pants up, knee-deep water, retrieving this blanket.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So they got it back to the little girl. She took pictures with all of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
That's awesome. Wow.
But we did finish third. They did well yesterday, so. But that was...
So, Marty, did you lose your pants while in Kentucky?
Did Michelle's pants fall off?
No, they didn't. Almost. No, I'm just playing. She might have forgot what floor we were staying on, but she kept her pants on.
Marty had quite the haul this weekend.
Yeah, so you went to Buffalo Trace.
I went to Buffalo Trace, Lux Row, Four Roses. One more.
Man, y'all.
Heaven Hill.
Y'all made the rounds. I didn't realize you didn't hit all that.
It was there 4 days.
It's about.
Is this true? Yeah.
I don't know. They're about an hour apart.
So, how far a drive is it from our location? We're outside Memphis.
From here to Bardstown is 5.5 hours, and then it was another hour to Lexington. And I was there when the game. They had $100 seats for the Arkansas Kentucky game. I was right down the road from there.
That's not bad.
$100. I said I'm not paying $200 to see Arkansas get their ass whooped.
But you,
they scored some points.
They almost won the game.
What was it? 111, 102.
Yes. But, yeah, I saw that on the way. I text Terry. I said, Arkansas is playing down here this weekend. And I was right down the road.
Well, just so y'all know, Marty has loaded up. We have some interesting things to sample or do some blinds on the Bourbon channel. We'll have some videos. Check it out. We dropped last night from our Bruzel, old Dominic. We had a little short we put out where Bruzel told everybody watch Life from the Patio.
He did.
Look, big news today.
Before we get started, Marty said he got something to sample right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we might as well just go ahead and get all the stuff out of the way before we get to the news. Get all the
traveling stuff.
Get all the...
I'm gonna let Jamie tell y'all what it was.
Oh God!
Oh, and he shook it up too. It's gonna spew everywhere.
It's cougar bait. I don't know if I need to like rub it on my neck. What do I do with this? It is cougar
it
bait.
It might have saved Charlie from losing her drive.
Country boy.
Cougar bait.
Country boy. Hey, brewing.
And look, I got a Duck Duck Mafia story to share too here in a minute, but.
I think it's Kentucky.
It's a blonde ale. Smells like a blonde ale.
I can tell the dude's fly fishing or getting attacked by something with a fishing rod in his hand.
He's being attacked by cougars.
He's probably fighting them cougars off. I can't see it though. I ain't got my glasses.
That's what she said.
But I think it's...
Let's see what mine does after that.
I think it's out of Kentucky though.
Not bad. I can't say it's good.
It's kind of light.
It's a beer. This is what a beer should taste like.
Actually, I like that.
I like it, but it's
lighter than I normally drink.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it tastes like beer.
It has a little citrusy taste at the end of it.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, it has an orange taste to it at the end.
Country Boy Brewing Company. That's quite a fun name.
Country Boy Cougar Bait. I saw that. I said I have to get. All right,
so
that's not bad.
It's Georgetown, Kentucky. Brewed and canned there. So anybody in the Georgetown, Kentucky area, that's check out. What did we say it was? Country Boy. Man, that R just Country Boy Brewing. Cougar Bait Blonde Ale.
It's not bad. Not bad. I can't say it's great.
I give it.
I ain't been drinking any beers.
How many different beers are there out there now? Every town has its own beer. Marion doesn't have its own beer. We need a LFTP. IPA.
We can call it the patio. Patio IPA.
Patio IPA.
Sounds good.
Look, big news today. Great big news. Bigly. The news was bigly. It's bigly news. The Supreme Court had 9-0. It was a 9-0 Colorado decision. Reveals a major hidden truth that could end the left's plot against Trump. They voted unanimously that Trump should, there's nothing that should prevent him from being on the ballot.
Yeah, you have to be convicted of a crime at the bare minimum, but I don't think that even falls into the category for president. That only applies to
they're trying
Congress,
to keep him off the ballot for leading an insurrection, yet there's no charges of insurrection.
And define leading an insurrection.
He told him to walk peacefully into the Capitol?
Nope.
No, he didn't.
No.
He didn't tell him anything.
Nothing.
He said, peacefully let your voices be heard.
What do you think the history books are going to say about this, the last 8-year era? What are the history books going to say?
Depends on depends on who writes them.
But who's writing history books? We know who that is. Well, it's the left. It's liberals. It's the... Generation Z, maybe? Millennials?
Well, I mean, I'm a millennial, but...
Who's writing the history books? It's not conservatives. They're not out here going, hey, let me write a history book. No, they're like, let me build a bridge or something. They're like, got their hands dirty. I often wonder, and I think this is just from an age thing, what does history say about this era? They're going to say that Americans were dumb for voting for Donald Trump in 2016. They're going to picture Joe Biden. It's not going to be this bumbling idiot that we know today, this crooked, the most crooked president we've ever had.
Yeah, I mean, all of them, though. There's a saying, I can't remember what it is, but time really changes your opinion on president or just history. I mean, in general, I mean, like William Taft was considered a terrible president, but nobody thinks about that now because, I mean, shit, that was
Jimmy 100 Carter. Years ago. I bet you find people not think Jimmy Carter was a great president.
I'm sure you do.
It's probably one of the worst we ever had.
I'm sure. I mean, time really changes your outlook.
I got a question for you. Did you realize Tuesday is primary day in Arkansas?
I did not.
I didn't either. So tomorrow, you go vote. I don't know. I doubt I actually have time to make it to the polls. I got a busy day tomorrow, but I'll go and I'll vote anybody except Joe Biden. He apparently keeps losing to anybody, but.
Yeah. Are we a state where you can vote for a.
You can vote either way.
Okay.
Yeah, it's open. Open. Look, that's a big statement. That's a big statement. SCOTUS says, because last week Illinois tried to take him off the ballot.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yeah. But he did lose a primary.
They lost to a primary to a place that can't vote.
Washington, D.C., Haley won the primary. What's that say? What's that say about Donald Trump?
Well, it says Haley's a swamp donkey.
That's a great way of putting it. Yeah, she is the swamp.
Yeah,
her entire...
If D.C. loves you, you already know where you're at. Well, I thought I was having a stroke over here. I kept seeing it. Flat your screen flash in the corner of my eye. Yeah, I mean, she's the epitome of what's wrong with politicians. She is a lifetime politician, just like Biden is, just like Hillary, all of them. They're establishment politicians. And I'm to the point now where I'd much rather vote for somebody that has zero experience, which also means you have zero time you've been in there screwing up the system. You know, for all his faults, Trump has not been in charge for 40 years.
What kind of new conspiracy theories you got for us, Father Fortenberry? That's his new channel, the Father Fortenberry Conspiracy Theory.
So, no, on my Twitter handle is Father Fortenberry, the conspiracy theorist.
Oh, man.
So I just thought I'd come up with something. You know, I'm still kind of big on the moon landing being fake. That's still what I'm really big on right now.
We were looking for new theories.
I know. I don't have anything new. I mean.
It takes time, man.
Yeah. I mean, to make up stuff just off a whim, we got to be creative.
Okay, so you're still building your
repertoire. I'm still building my repertoire. Oh, you can't be Alex Jones overnight.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, you can't turn frogs gay in an instant.
Mitch McConnell, the old turtle himself, is stepping down.
Good. I guess that's kind of into that discussion. So, have y'all been up on the Caitlin Clark thing? You know, she broke Pistol Pete's record yesterday.
I know that she's the greatest women's college basketball player ever.
Female, yeah.
Yes. She now holds the college all-time scoring record. I do know this. There is a lot of hatred going on, and it sounds like it's down race lines because they pulled up some record that some girl had from like the 80s that played like some Division IX that has like 1,000 points more. And they're saying, you know, this is the real record holder. But, you know, this lady's name never came up until a white chick held the record.
Yeah.
So, but look, the girl's good. There's no doubt about it.
Really she's good.
Very, very good. As Gary would say if he's here, very, 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 very good.
She is a...
baby killer. Hater. No, he's a baby hater, right?
And look, it's actually... he's a baby hater.
That's you and him.
It's working out well. Because, you know, they're trying to really push women's basketball right now. And her and what's the Reese girl from LSU?
Angel.
Angel Reese, yes. Her and Angel Reese are definitely polarizing.
I'm going to tell you what's better TV, women TV, than all of that.
Oh, tennis?
The Fannie Willis trial.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's some damn good TV. If you hadn't watched it, check it out. Fannie Willis, she's the DA that's gone after Donald Trump for what? What did he do? Anyway, her trial is one for the ages.
Is her a trial or a hearing?
I don't know, but she
looks... I think it's fixed to be a trial, but...
She looks dumb.
Yeah, and she looks all... She gets all pissy looking, and it's a bad look.
I mean, her name alone.
Well, she was passing that Fannie out.
Apparently so. But with that trial, I mean, I advise you to go listen to some of it because you will not believe that this is the woman prosecuting people in Atlanta. What happens though if she is found that all these problems and she can no longer, she can't defend the accusations against Trump? What happens to all the people she found guilty and sent to prison?
They're all open for a retrial. I mean, it happens all the time. It's normally not this high profile. But I mean, it's fair to say. I mean, if they all they need is a little doubt cast, and everything she's ever done will be open for retrial, or at least be looked at.
Appeal.
Yes.
Jason Kelce announced his retirement officially. I really thought that was going to be, he was going to announce he's coming back.
See, I thought he had retired 2 weeks ago.
We did. And then he said, well, I'm going to wait, make my announcement. He announced he's retiring. I guess he's a competitor of ours now.
Yeah, well, they've been competitors already.
And they probably beat the hell out of us.
No.
Do you want to challenge Jason Kelce right now?
To what? Foot race?
Sumo wrestle.
Sumo wrestle?
Put on a big sumo, what do you call that? A gi? No, it's not a gi. A diaper. Big sumo diaper. A
big diaper.
And wrestling.
Who's going to wrestling?
Well, I thought you were.
Well, I mean, I didn't know. Me or you won?
Yeah, you're the one talking trash over there, Fortenberry.
Marty's probably closer to his weight class than I am.
Jason Kelce?
Yeah, I bet you.
I bet he's pushing 300.
I bet I weigh him by 30 pounds.
No.
Let's look and see. Get on the Google machine.
Hey, I'm going to get toe up.
I'll say Marty weighs about 150.
Let's see here. See what his
282.
Well, I do outweigh him about 30 pounds.
He's kind of small for a center.
He is. The centers are going to be quick.
He's closer to you than me, though.
The NFL also, Denver cut Russell Wilson today.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm. I can't say I'm surprised.
So what's going to happen with this Caleb, what's his name, the number one draft pick?
I don't know, but there's a lot of red flags there.
Yeah, this dude is refusing to work out for teams and not wanting to send his
now, and physical. He didn't want to play for Chicago, and now he's like, oh, Chicago would be dumb to pass on me, and I would stay away from that dude.
I think I would, too.
I'd stay away from that dude. There's a lot of red flags about him. Look, he won a Heisman.
Won a Heisman in a weak class. There wasn't a whole lot of standout. That's not accurate. There wasn't as many standout players as it typically is.
Yeah.
And if you're in Chicago, why are you not going to go ahead and just roll with CJ Fields?
I guess because he hadn't performed well, but I would argue the team just didn't perform well.
Well, I mean, you have a bunch of picks right now.
They claim Atlanta's wanting Fields. See, here's the thing. You get CJ Stroud.
I heard Atlanta was going hard after, what's his nuts in Tampa Bay?
Baker Mayfield?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard Atlanta was fixing a big move for him. That'd be a hell of a setup.
Garrett liked that.
Dude, they got weapons, too.
Russell Wilson. Is he done?
Yeah, he's done.
He's got to be. If he can't do his thing in...
Like he can go over there and get with Cam and fight folks.
Oh.
Did you see the video?
I missed it. I still hadn't watched it. I know you sent a link, but I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Hey, let me ask. So, I'm going to say this to y'all. Everybody by this point has heard of the police officer who heard Acorn fall and shot his cop car.
Yeah.
So, I saw another video the other day. And I almost got to wonder now how they're training these police dogs. Because this video is
police
awesome.
Dog?
This guy gets out running. And they let the police dog loose. The police dog chases down another cop.
No.
latches onto his leg. They get him loose.
So they've lowered the standards for police dogs.
You know, everything, you know. It's that DEI thing they got going on.
Maybe it was a big cop and, you know, he had that big old arms and he thought he had that little pad on
him. So the guy breaks and runs. He's in the middle of the street. They send the dog again and the guy starts... You know, because dog's going to get it, so he balls up. Dog runs right past him into the woods. So, at this point, he just lays down. I think he wasn't sure who the dog would bite next.
He needed to go back to the academy.
Oh, I got a good story I forgot about. Missouri. Let me find it real quick.
The show me state.
Yeah. So, Missouri.
I went through that this morning.
Missouri? Oh, I guess you did, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I went the other way.
I read this earlier, and I'm probably going to screw it up. And I can't. Missouri law that if a school counselor or teacher helps a child change sexes without the consent of a parent, they must now register as a sex offender.
Okay. I will say, I think that's a little much. I know you're kind of stunned by it.
We've talked about it.
I know.
The pontiff. You know who the pontiff is?
Is the priest.
The pontiff himself is the Pope. Came out today actually saying that the not recognizing the differences between men and women is the greatest risk to humanity that there's ever been.
I am stunned he's taking the hard line.
I was too. I read it twice to make sure that I understood it correctly.
He didn't say we should respect everybody's pronouns?
No, he said the opposite. Missouri bill would require teachers and counselors to register as sex offenders if they assist a student's social transition.
What is defined as assisting? Now, I think this is really my concern because that's a lot of gray area. That you could have somebody have to file as a sexual predator.
The bill classifies social transition as a person who adopts the name, pronouns, gender expression, clothing, and haircuts that match the person's gender identity, not the gender they were at birth.
So what do you have to do in assisting that?
Just say that this is now a she when it's a he.
So if a Catholic acknowledges, then they're...
But this is the problem the right has. Fortenberry, you picked up on this bill sounds so dumb.
Yeah.
Right? If you took it to the extreme and said any teacher or counselor that offers them hormones or puberty blockers and helps them to do that,
I agree.
I think America would understand, but this is too much.
It words it to where if a teacher just gives a student a safe place.
Yeah, and I can't support that. That's dumb. Okay, yeah. Because yeah. You know
okay,
what?
You're.
Actually, I'm completely flipped of what I thought I'd be when I read it. But this is the problem the right has. You get a couple people that go way too far. Kids that think there's something else need to be talked to and understand.
Yeah.
So if you just call them a she instead of a he, you can. No, that's just wrong.
And I mean, you know,
it's too much.
I would want my child to have somewhere that they can go and talk to somebody and.
And then the counselor can call the parent and say, look,
yeah,
we've got something going on here and we need to explore this. And that's the way it should work. Not that they can't even acknowledge it and they have to keep it secret or they risk being in trouble. Yeah, this is the problem. This is the problem. It goes too far.
Yeah, it's heavy handed.
Yeah, it doesn't give you much.
It doesn't allow teachers and counselors to be caregivers either. Or maybe not caregivers. You know what I mean? It doesn't allow them to care about their students. Man, I didn't think I'd take that stance, but...
No, after reading the details of it, I did too.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
But it's just like the embryo case. You know, I mean, what was it? Now they're saying the embryo is... But it had to do with a lawsuit that now, because of the way the precedent is set, you know, what is it? You kill an embryo, it could be murder. So, yeah. And you hit nail on the head. Republicans have a bad habit of
too far.
Yes, they try to be too rigid.
They could have really defined something to set the standard for the United States.
Yep.
And instead, they sound like a bunch of kooks.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's what they notoriously do.
They notoriously do. That's right.
It does. And then the media just gives them a field day. Mark Cuban says he'd vote for Biden if the president was dying. Okay, Mark Cuban, you know.
Well, you know what? You probably got a good shot at that.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know we just started a Woman History Month?
Why do we need that? Why can't history just be history?
Because everybody has to feel special.
Everybody has had a month.
Look. I'm not going to call out any names, but there's a friend of mine whose husband works at a place that had Black History Month. They did on February 29th, they did a luncheon. And anybody want to take a guess what they served at this luncheon?
I can't even say.
Yeah, exactly. Fried chicken and watermelon.
I can't.
Which, that being said, I love fried chicken and watermelon. But
that is the most derogatory thing.
That's so racial.
It's so, yes. Can you believe it?
Well, shit, did you not see where our current president went to a man's house?
Yes. Oh, so dumb.
Brought fried chicken and ate with him and his son. And it gets even worse when they're
now, look, y'all bring fried chicken to my house anytime. That's like,
yeah, I'm going to eat it up.
But he said, he told this guy he apologized for Jill not bringing watermelon too. Like, how do you not think?
And look, Joe Biden is the most racist. He has on record everything he's ever done.
I don't know about most racist.
But he may not be today, but he on historically has been.
In the last 15 years, he's way up there. But, yeah, I don't know why we have to have all these special months. But, Women's History Month started.
So we have LGBTQ month is in what?
June.
Mm-hmm. Today was actually National Sons Day.
What is that?
Y'all didn't get recognized?
I'm an orphan.
You have a son? You didn't recognize
him? No, I didn't recognize you yet.
It's National Sons Day.
I hear all this stuff when I listen to 92.5, but I was in Kentucky this morning.
Yeah, I don't listen to
National Sons Day, believe it or not.
So what are some, Caitlin Clark set the new record on Women's History Month. Kudos to her.
Wow. Awesome. I guess you're right.
Yeah. Kudos to her.
How many years did she actually play?
I think 3.
Because that's the other thing. These like 6 years of eligibility are ridiculous.
She played 3 or 4. I'm not sure.
I can probably get behind it if it's only that many.
I can get behind her.
She's kind of manly. You know what? If I was her, I'd go try to play with the boys. She'd make a lot more money. Somebody will draft her.
I think...
she's only 22. So, yeah, she hadn't been there that many seasons.
I think she's going to get paid well. And mainly off of...
endorsements.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Women's basketball is not that entertaining.
How dare you?
Yeah, and on Women's History Month. I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, nobody wants to watch games going to, 60 to 63. And I know I've insulted all 10 of their fans, but I mean, it's.
How dare you?
Although they do say that Iowa keeps their stands are packed, but they have the hottest ticket in college basketball, too.
They do.
I would say even right now, she's probably the most popular college basketball player in the country.
You're probably right.
I mean, name a guy that's, and a lot of it's manufactured by ESPN and all these guys, but name a player that's more popular right now, college level.
She's the most popular. Yeah. I'd go play at the boys. I would. I'd go try it. God said no. Don't do it.
Wow.
Let's see here. I got a list. All right. So, these are some things maybe we could talk about on air.
I saw something.
The worst pickup lines in history. Strange phobias you never knew exist. That'd be a good one for us.
Hold up. Where did I see that? I took a picture of something. Because I thought we could just, it'd be something. It'd be right down our alley. I know we're.
There's a lot of alleys.
Yeah, we got a bunch of alleys.
Yeah. Where did it go? Man, it's so good. What is it?
Yeah, that 1920 is good. Very banana forward.
1910.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Man, we got to open one of them, or two or three of them bottles I got.
Well, I've got all those samples.
We're going to have to do, I've got a bunch of samples, too. Marty picked them up for me. We're going to have to do this Buffalo Trace blind. We have like 10 versions of Buffalo Trace single barrels that we need to do.
All right. So here you go. You can only keep 3.
Yep.
You only keep 3 of these.
Is this a food thing?
Yep. You got Twinkies.
All right.
Swiss rolls.
Okay.
Cosmic brownies.
Yep.
Oatmeal cream pies.
Yep.
Zebra cakes.
Yep.
Star crunch.
Yep.
The little cupcakes with the swirls on top.
Yeah.
Honey buns and nutty bars. You can only keep 3.
Swiss cake and oatmeal cream got to be on my list. What's the third, though, man?
Okay, I'm with you. I'm gonna say I'm definitely keeping oatmeal cream pie.
Do you know what? The Swiss roll. You know what's jumping in my head, and this is what I never think about. That damn Star Crunch. Find one, it's like, man, this is so good. But that Nutty Bar, ooh, Lord help us.
You know what? I eat a Honey Bun about once a day. So
okay. Honey Bun, Cosmic Brownie.
Really? You go to Cosmic Brownie? Yeah,
he told us his number one.
Yeah,
no, that's right.
Brownie.
That's right.
And man, you get a brownie anyway. Swiss roll.
The Swiss rolls, you take the Swiss rolls and just pull them apart.
Yeah, exactly. And way. The oatmeal cream. You can't go without the oatmeal cream.
Oh, yeah, the zebra cake. Because it's the same as a Christmas tree cake.
I think I could do without it. That's Star Crunch. I'm going Star Crunch. Swiss like,
I ain't working on Twinkies. Twinkie gets my ass.
No, Twinkie was out first thing.
Yeah. I don't know why it's in that group. I mean, there ain't no cherry or apple delights up there, but you know.
We could do an F. Mary Kill.
The pumpkin cakes. And
no, I better stay away from that and not get in trouble with that one. Yeah. Well, what else we got to talk about, boys?
Seems like something happened to sports, and I'm out of the loop.
I'm out of the loop.
But I'll be honest, I've missed a lot going on with us being in Dallas.
Well, look, hey,
yeah, getting lost.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to play us out then.
Play us out.
If I had the background music, I'd play us out. But Father Fortenberry, parting words.
You know what? I hate Dallas. Just throwing that out there.
Do you really?
Absolutely. Try to take my wife's clothes off of her.
That's the escalator.
Damn you, Dallas.
You can say I hate Dallas. Escalators.
It moved when I tried to drive there.
It did.
It did. It relocated.
Mega metropolis of Dallas.
Hey, Biden did it.
But you know, I want to say
Biden
this.
Biden did it. Maybe those illegals did it.
I want to say this. In my defense, so like I didn't even know what city we were staying in. They just said the competition in Dallas. Well, there's a lot of
little.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean.
You should have realized you wasn't in Dallas because of this traffic.
Yeah.
No, me and Millie were just shooting the shit driving.
She'll talk your head off, man.
Non-stop.
She's a conversationalist. Maybe we need to have her own show.
Maybe I need to take her on a trip so I won't go to sleep. I done had a couple wrecks.
Marty, what you got to say about it?
I say if y'all ever get a chance to go to Buffalo Trace and meet Freddie, you ought to do it.
Life-changer.
Hey, watch his videos.
Hey guys, thanks for stopping by. Go hit the like button, tell the world about us, and we'll catch y'all next time. Life from Patty and
we gone.
Peace out.